Hey y'all, welcome back to the Because Adulting is Hard podcast. I'm Alita Caldwell, the owner of the Funky Monkey, as well as the host of this podcast. And this is my good friend, Laura Seifert. She is back here again with Yes Ministries. So I want you to do your little introduction because you're good at it and tell us who you are and give us a little bit about Yes Ministries. And then we're going to get into talking about identity today. Identity is a topic that is,
it's weighty. Big.
It's waiting. So let's hear about you.
Okay, I'm Laura Seifert. Glad to be back. Love that you said my good friend. I feel like I graduated up a level.
You did.
From acquaintance to friend to good friend, y'all.
God so works this like is, that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I founded Yes Ministries, which is a discipleship ministry to women. And the goal is just to draw all women to Christ. And any kind of woman, wherever you are, you're welcome to the table. We started in 2016 and we started with live Bible studies, and then we moved to video-based Bible studies, and I travel and teach, and hopefully we'll start a podcast in this year of 23.
Absolutely.
Wait, no, 22.
We're in 22.
It's coming. I don't even know, y'all. I don't know
where we are. We can find you in several different places. We're going to hook all of that up top for you. There's actually going to be some notes today that you're going to give us, like some Bible verses at the end that I'm going to hook up in a Google Doc, because I think this is such a great topic. I want to give us some follow-up information as we get going on there. Yeah. So let's get going with, how do you just, I like how your simplicity of defining what we're talking about, like that's a thing. I need it that simple, Laura. Like,
right.
Break it down for me.
Well, you know, it's hard when you think of identity. What might come to your mind? I asked my 15-year-old son before I left this morning, and everyone's got a little bit of a different definition. How I'm defining it today is it's the core of who I am. The core of who I am. It's not a personality. It's not something I do, like a role as mom or business owner. It's who am I? And so in that term, defining identity, I find the definition and really how we discover it from scripture as a Christian.
Can you give me a couple of examples of what not identity is?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, one of the ways you'll discover if your identity is tethered or connected to something that may not be secure or deeply rooted is when that goes away. So if my identity is in being a mom, and so what I mean by that is worth, your core of who you are really ties to your worth. And so if my identity or worth is tied to being a mom, it's a huge role in my life that I love. But when my kids leave to college or God forbid something might happen to them, what happens to me? And typically I'm a little shattered and I'm lost and I don't know where to go. And I feel like my identity's gone. You see that a lot with folks that retire.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I don't know who I am apart from being an oil and gas guy.
Because that's who they've been for their whole life. And I think that you can have several phases in your life where you question and you have to really work on finding your identity. I don't think that you inherently come out and this is your identity and you don't work. That's not how God works.
Right.
I mean, because if that was how it worked, how would we ever continue to grow?
Yeah.
As people and as leaders in God.
Yeah.
I mean, so let's talk about discovering your identity.
Okay.
Because you've defined it very well.
Hopefully.
You've defined it very well. I want to know, how do you discover it when you feel lost? This is a problem. Like I said, it happens in many, many people's lives and you get lost. How do you discover your identity?
Okay, so identity, the way I'm defining it, is the core of who I am. That never changes. So I look at it like the bedrock or the foundation on which I'm planted. And then from there, roles change, seasons change. I grow in my relationship with God. But who I am is defined by Him. So my identity is defined by my Creator. So I believe that as believers in Christ, we are created in the image of God for good works that He's laid out before the foundation of the earth. He knows every hair on our head. We are dearly loved. We are forgiven. We are daughters and sons of Christ. So that's who I am. And tied to that is great worth. Great, great worth. Now, from that place, I go and live in my life. And we talked last week about finding your calling. It's harder for me to find my calling if I'm looking for that calling to give me worth, to define who I am.
That comes in many forms for people. Yeah. That comes in success in your job.
Totally.
That comes in money.
Totally.
That comes in appearance.
Yeah.
That comes in anything that is not coming from your identity and faith.
Right.
Your identity in God is something that is a false identity.
Right.
It is, and that is not what the Bible says.
That's right.
About.
And that, so anything when we step off of the foundational truth that I am a beloved daughter of God, created in his image, forgiven through his son, and made to live a full life. If I step off of that onto other territory of like, oh no, I'm a successful business owner. I'm a mom with thriving kids that make straight A's. I'm a whatever that is. I weigh 120 pounds in a size 2. If those become the foundation that I'm building my self-worth, when those inevitably get shaky, I fall.
Correct.
I can't stand on it. And so that's why I want to get back to, wait, who am I really? It's not who people say I am. It's who God says I am. And from that place, I'm tethered or rooted or secure, if you will, whatever word helps you get the visual of being held steady. Then I can platform off of that. And it helps.
It does. And so I'm gonna go into this term that I'm gonna call discovering your own truth. That's a buzz thing that's
find your truth, baby.
Find your truth. Live your best life. And I mean, tell me how you would say that's different in your identity in Christ than just living your best life.
Yeah. Well, I think that we all want to live our best life, and there's nothing wrong in discovering your truth. I think when it gets tricky is the motivation behind it. So if I'm discovering my truth, the truth of what I really love to do, the truth of who I am, the truth of what makes me tick, my personality, from the basis that I'm loved and held secure by God, very different than if I'm trying to discover my own truth, not being tethered to God.
And not to the glory of God.
Right.
So if the goal in which I'm trying to do it is tethered to self.
To increase
right. A false sense of self-worth, right, or a false sense of who you are, then that is not.
It's just shaky ground that won't keep you
it's
stable.
It's false identity.
It's false identity.
It's false identity. Because like you said, if you are not living the core of who you are, mm-hmm, everything else is a false identity.
Right.
So I know in my personal life, I've struggled with identifying with this at church. And this is, I know, we're going to go ahead and go there for
it's
just
true,
a little
though.
Bit. That the identity that you're expected to have at church is not always a true identity.
Right.
And I don't think that's a generalized statement about church. I think it's about finding the right church and being drawn to the right callings, like we said last week. But I do think it's a current problem in our religious sector.
Mm-hmm. And I think here's why. In Isaiah chapter 6 in the Old Testament, you can look back in the Old Testament, it's a great picture of Isaiah finding his true identity. Because the closer he got to seeing who God really is, the more he understood that I'm not him. When he saw God in Isaiah 6, he was like, oh, you're holy and I'm not, and there's a problem here. That's very important that we realize that in and of ourselves, we don't have it all together. We're not perfect. But when the closer we see God, we see that. And then the next step that Isaiah experienced was God forgiving him. He touched his lips with the blood-drenched coal. He said, you're forgiven. And when he did that, Isaiah was transformed. And then God said, now, who can I send? And he stood up and said, send me. So that's where we get confused in the church, because many times we're standing there going, wait, do this, be this, act this way, earn your forgiveness. That's what makes you a good Christian. And if you are a good Christian, your identity is secure.
And that is not in my adult learning of the Bible, that is the biggest misconception that I have, is that you have to behave and be a certain way to belong and identify in church.
Right.
Wrong.
Right.
It's wrong. It's not what the Bible says.
Right.
And we could go on and on and on about that topic.
I know.
But I think it all goes back to the same thing. When we are basing our identity in Christ,
what he says, how he defines me, an example that comes to my mind is the woman that was caught in adultery. She was a woman in the New Testament. They brought her to Jesus and they want to condemn her because she had behaved poorly. And Jesus looked at her and said, do they condemn you? And she said, no. And he said, neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more. And what he's saying is, I see you. I forgive you. I love you. Now, based on that identity, who you are in me, now go and live in power. Go and live the life you were meant to live.
Go and be different.
Go and be different.
Go and be different.
Be transformed.
Mandy, every person that I've ever worked with in a leadership role always tells me when you're struggling, you're not a tree, y'all. You're not a tree.
Yeah.
You're not grounded. If you don't like where you are, move.
Yeah.
Find your identity in Christ. In a higher being, something more than self,
yeah,
and you will find your identity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love this. We are going to do this many, many more times. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear you do a podcast as well. Tell us can find you, and we'll connect all that up top. But okay. I like when you say it as well.
Okay, great. You can find me. Our website is yesministries.net. But Instagram is where I do a lot of social media interaction, and that is Laura Seifert, yes, or Facebook, yes. So you can find me in all of those places, and would love to see you.
And I love that it's connected up top, and I love that you are on here with me. Thanks for doing this again.
I love it. Thanks for having me. I hope it's been helpful, you guys. Any questions, you can also
leave a message, contact you directly. Any of those things can be done. We're here to continue to grow. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, but we're getting to share our platforms with topics that are important to me.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So as we close out, I always finish with remember to live happier because adulting is hard. And that's the truth, y'all. It's hard every day. So thanks, girl. Bye.